Me.
Oh, put it on Dan.
And could I switch you two ladies so that so Myra knows what she's doing to you?
What's your name?
Florian.
Florian, I'm Myra. So your hand goes on my shoulder.
Okay.
Here.
Okay.
And we should be slightly offset from each other. So your right foot goes between my feet.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Over his shoulder.
So if we're right in front, we bump our knees.
Okay.
I'll count you in.
So when you dance, you should look over my left, over to your left, over the shoulder.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can see.
Okay.
You go,
so
you go
back up farther.
One.
Leaders, back up more.
One. Back. Together is three.
Notice that to be good at dancing with a partner, it is extremely helpful to be able to dance away from a partner and understand your pattern. Let's do that one more time. So, ladies, you're a little too close to the wall. Come this way a little bit more. And everybody, let's walk through the pattern one more time. This time, I'll kind of direct you, and then I'm going to have you do it once entirely on your own. Here we go with our combination of four, then two, then one. And one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one. Other way. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one. Now two each way. One, two, three. Now the other way. And one, two, three, and one each way. One, two, three. Now start again with four. One, two, three, one. Good. Hold it. You are now on your own, without a partner. Dance through the whole combination. Try not to watch anyone, but if you need help, there are people that come around and help. Go whenever you're ready. You're on your own.
Three by one.
Everybody see
it?
What the plan is.
Okay.
Not only do you have to get it right now, you have to get it right in the morning. So after you slept, will you remember what you've done here? It's really important to remember the formula. Remember how we started. Gentlemen, in the beginning I said, you start with your left foot, and you take one step forward and side together. Then you change and use the other foot. And that's our pattern for four closed changes forward and back and so on. So remember how we got started. Really, really important. We'll be going to another dance in just a moment, and I want to make sure you remember this about the waltz. One reason why we don't use the box step in the beginning, at least when it's up to me, is in the box step you learn to turn only one way. You can only go forward with one foot and backward with one foot. It isn't very flexible. Here we're learning how to go forward with either foot, backward with either foot, and next week we'll be turning both ways as well. In fact, let me show you what's going to happen next week. We'll turn our closed changes to a diagonal, and we'll do one that doesn't turn, and then one that turns right, one that doesn't turn, and one that turns left. And now we'll be weaving down the floor with a very beautiful pattern already on night number two of this semester. Your job is not to remember that. Your job is to remember just what we've done tonight. There will be a review class later in the week and other opportunities for you to go out dancing and practice or get with other people in the class. Learning to dance is like learning a foreign language. You need to do a little bit often. So if you wait to think about dancing until next Monday night,
you'll have to relearn it, and that's not really ideal. It's better for you to practice a little bit this week, and I want to make sure when you leave here tonight, you know what to practice. Does anybody have a question on the waltz so far? Okay, partner up one more time. Ladies, find somebody brand new and strange.
Oh, I have one question.
Hi.
Brand new and strange. No, you're not brand new. I need a new person.
Hi.
What's your name?
Christina.
Christina and Myra. Nice to meet you. Have you had dance before?
Different kinds of dance, not this.
Now, before you start again, I just want you to notice we've been going about a half hour, and I just got my first question. That was way too long for a question to come out. So questions are entering your head. When they enter your head, let them out your mouth. I'd like to hear your questions right away. Again, anything you thought of to ask, probably good for other people to hear the question and the answer. The question I just got was, when you bring your feet together, do you bring them right perfectly together, or should there be a space between your feet? Perfectly together, nice, neat closes are what we're practicing here. So get in that good habit right from night number one. Here we go with the music. I'll count you in again. Stand confidently. Confidence is the sexiest quality. One, ready, set, one. Now the other way. Two. Change it. Change direction here. One, two, three. And now one. Way. Now the four. Back at That was the waltz. You've learned how to do this combination of closed changes. We're ready to change tracks and do a completely different dance. Are there any questions before we go on to the next dance?
Yeah. So that one, I had a little bit of an issue where I had to adapt to make sure I didn't go into it with another couple. Do you have any tip on how to do that, or what's the proper way? Like, I actually had to kind of stop going with the music a little bit because I didn't want to have a crash, but is there like a recommender?
Yes. The question is, you're dancing the pattern that the teacher has given you to do, and it would cause a collision to do that. What do you do? In an ideal world, you'll have a different pattern to use as an alternative. So if you're about to go forward, gentlemen, and someone's in the way, you can instead go backward. Or if you're about to go right, there's a pattern you can do that goes left. So tonight we don't have very much in the way of options. So sometimes you just have to wait for a measure. Since this is the waltz and everybody's moving, and someone's in your way, just do one, two, three. Someone's in the way, wait for one, two, three, and then continue the way you were going. The most important rule of all is, if doing what the teacher is calling out for you to do would cause a collision, whatever you do, don't listen to the teacher. Stop or redirect. Sometimes you can even bend things a little bit. So you have a number of options, but night class number one here, just stopping is probably best. Wait for the coast to clear and then go on the next one beat, which is tricky. Do notice, this is a beginner class. You're supposed to have many, many imperfections tonight. And I'm talking to you, hopefully, about the ones that are most important to address tonight. Like, number one, posture. Get used to standing really, really well. As you're dancing with different partners, notice some are better to dance with than others. Posture is a large part of that. If somebody's not standing very well, it's really hard to make it work with that person. So get used to having good posture. Be very clear about your pattern. Gentlemen, if you're just kind of mumbling along, she doesn't know what that is. So take steps where it's very clear what you're doing. Clarity is what the follower needs most from the leader. A woman will often ask the man, "I need a stronger lead." What she means by stronger is not more muscles,
She just means be very clear about where everything's going and have a good frame. We'll keep talking about those things. Class number one, you want to learn what your most important priorities are. Our next step is the quick step. For the quick step, we'll have to slide the whole group down this way just a little bit because it's going to travel that way. You might end up having a front row and a back row, and that's fine, so just line up so you have room. And ladies, this time I'm going to show the gentlemen their part first, and I'd like you to figure out what you're supposed to do. And of course, I'll check your work. If you want, you can cheat and watch Annie or Myra, because they know the part and they'll be going along. But to the extent you can, I would rather you figure out your part by what I'm explaining for the men to do. Gentlemen, start with your right foot this time. Take one step forward. Now do a chasse to the side, which is side, together, side. And notice your feet end up apart. Do that much again. So for the quick step, we start with right foot forward, and then one, two, three. What language does chasse come from? What does chasse mean in French? Chase. One foot is chasing the other down the floor. So that is our chasse. Gentlemen, let's do it one more time. So in the quick step, we have one walking step. That's counted slow. And then we have a chasse to the left. One, two, three. From here, go back with your right foot. And then chasse to the left again. One, two, three. Forward. Chasse, one, two, three, and back, one, two, three, forward, one, two, three, back, one, two, three, and it's going to get faster someday. Slide back. Ladies, have you got it all figured out? Which foot? Good. So in this dance, don't alternate, just keep leading off with your left foot. And he keeps leading off with his right, whether he's going forward or backward on his walking step. Here we go, starting with her left foot, his right foot. Here's the walk, slow, and then one, two, three. Walk, one, two, three. Walk, one, two, three. She's forward, side together, side, back. Side together, side, forward. Side toward side, back. Side toward side, and that's the quick step. Slide back. Find a partner. Ladies, walk across, introduce yourself. I'm the strange guy.
Hi, I'm a strange guy. Yeah. I'm Myra.
I'm Carrie.
Nice to meet you.
I like the am I correct?
So you want your right foot to kind of be going between mine, right?
There we go.
There you go. You're going to look over. Yep,
before
that
we
way.
Start the dance, gentlemen, I would like to remind you. Gentlemen, unhand your partner just a moment. These partners are distracting. Put them down a moment. So there are three priorities you have, leaders. Number one, keep your partner safe. Number two, keep her comfortable in a frame and doing things that she's comfortable doing. And third priority is keep her entertained. People choose things for the dance that are fun to do. Sometimes men think, wow, this would be great. They just run and leap down the floor and it isn't fun for her. So that would be the safe, comfortable door keeping her entertained. So most important one, though, is keep her safe. That means, gentlemen, since you are leading, you can drive this vehicle wherever it needs to. Watch out for the neighbors. Always work for the open spaces wherever you can find them. So take dance position again. And right here at the beginning, if you feel like you might be a little bit too close to a neighbor, stagger it a little bit. Move a little forward, a little more back.
Relax your hand a little bit
so you
don't do like
that.
Okay, like that?
Yeah.
Look down at your feet a moment. Is your right toe pointing between your partner's feet?
Yep.
Good. Stand close to your partner. That was stingy. So the better you are, the closer you stand. So tonight we'll be really flexible about it. But in a few weeks, you'll actually be standing with your clothes touching. That'll be scary. So here we go with our quick step. Ready? At. Walk. Side together. Sorry. Side. Walk. Side close. Side. One,
back.
One, two, three. Walk.
I think I lost
one,
it.
One, two, three. Walk. One, two, three. Walk. One, two, three. Good. Stay right where you are and face the opposite way. Turn around.
Oh, no. So the other instructor said to push so I could feel people leading.
What's that? I'm sorry.
The other instructor said to push forward so I could feel leading.
There's
so.
A little, there's a little push. We both are pushing together, so we have like tone. So if, so
but I was pushing too hard earlier.
So you
okay.
Were like, come on.
Okay.
Your head is
Sorry, I feel like if I get the wrong step on the beginning, I'm just done.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Because I was changing genders, I got confused.
Oh.
You want to start.
Walk, 1, 2, 3. 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 Good. Turn around. Thank your partner.
Thank effort. You very much.
Thank you.
Ladies, back to your side.
Not all of the followers got to dance with a leader that time, but that might be a good thing because I'm about to change the pattern. So far, with the quick step, I've set you up to fail. This pattern doesn't actually work. It needs one tweak to make it work. Gentlemen, face diagonally towards that wall and start with your right foot to step forward. On the chasse, turn 1, 2, 3. Then you'll go back with your right foot and turn the other way. So whereas in the waltz, you get to wait till next week for turn, not so the quick step. We're turning tonight. Ladies, figure your part out. Again, if you need to, watch Myra or Annie, but the more you can figure out by what I'm describing for the leaders, the better it is. So gentlemen, you're facing that diagonal. Take your step forward with your right foot, and then from here, the chasse, 1, 2, 3. Now go back with your right foot and chasse again. 1, 2, 3. Go forward, slow. Quick, quick. Slow and backward. 1, 1, 2, 3. Walk, 1, 2, 3. Walk, 1, 2, 3. Good. Let's go back to the beginning. Leaders, when you dance the forward part of this figure, you're doing a figure called a quarter turn to the right. Does that name make sense to you? So you're turning to the right, and it's 90 degrees. That's the quarter turn to the right. When you do the backward half, the figure is called the progressive chasse. For historical reasons, it's not the quarter turn to the left, but it does make a quarter turn to the left. So get ready. The names are important. Ladies, let's check your work. You're backing that diagonal, and you're ready to step back with your left foot. Take one step back. And then the chasse is side together. Now, let's go forward and chasse. 1, 2, 3. Back. 1, 2, 3. Forward. 1, 2, 3. Back. 1, 2, 3. Forward. 1, 2, 3. And so on. Good. Slide back. Now we're dancing real quick step. Now that we've added the turn. I started dancing 39 years ago as a freshman in college, and I took this social dance course, and it was just a one-month, one-credit course. We met every day. It was really cool. So the next month when I saw an ad in the local newspaper for dance teacher trainees, I jumped right into that class, and I've been teaching dancing full-time ever since. My major at the time was computer science and statistics. Dancing was so much more fun. So eventually I went back and got some degrees in philosophy, religion, and I have a master's in English, which all seem to suit what I do a bit more. But anyway, my point is, when I first started taking those classes, I had lots of friends in college in the music department everywhere, and they asked me, what is it that makes a good dancer? I didn't have a clue, so I've spent the last 39 years figuring it out and telling other people what it is. So let me tell you, posture is really, really important, so keep standing upright. And it's hard to do that while you're thinking about your feet and timing and things aren't going so well with your partner, but you'll hear me keep hammering on that posture thing. Make sure you know your own pattern. Many women will say, well, he's going to lead me. Why do I need to know my pattern? Well, it turns out that men like to dance with lady teachers more because they know their part. Likewise, women like to dance with men teachers more because they know their part. So the more you know, the more desirable a dance partner you are. So for both sides, learning your own part makes all the difference in how easily it goes and how many partners you can get. You want to be able to be the popular partner. So ladies, I want to review that part again. You're starting with which foot? Good. Boldly step back with your left foot and then side together side. And then forward, side together side. Back. Side together side, forward, side together side, back, side close side, good. Back it up to the beginning. Even if you do that perfectly, there will still be problems with a partner because sometimes he's taking a big step, she's taking a small one. There's all kinds of things to work out.
So, let's start doing that. Ladies, introduce yourself to a brand new partner. You might be running out of brand new partners.
Hi, I'm Carrie.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Ajay.
Any today? Ajay. Without a partner, Ajay? Just raise your hand.
I'm Myra. Nice to meet you.
That way. Great. As always, make sure you... There's a leader. Make sure you know your partner's name.
Okay, bend his arm a little bit. There you go.
Gentlemen, make sure the space around you is clear. Don't dance close to the neighbors. You never know what they're going to do. Good. Gentlemen, the diagonal. Make sure your diagonal is clear. Good. Now we're ready to start with his right foot and her left foot. Ready? Walk. One, two, three. 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 Hold it right there. Freeze right where you are. Gentlemen, you have just stepped back with your right foot. Ladies, you have just stepped forward with your left foot. It would be tragic if you step outside your partner. Ladies, when you go forward, go straight forward. Do not.
Is that okay?
Him.
You're perfect.
I'd like to practice that step. Slide back and let's do it again. I'll stop when we get to that critical
So when you step your foot like in the same line as my foot,
it's
just stepping in line is what it's called.
Watch this. So in the beginning, I'm stepping between my partner's feet, and when she goes forward, she's stepping toward me. Here would be a bad one if my partner were to step outside. Because notice, originally she was on my right side. If she goes outside, now she's on my left side. Now we've got a terrible mess trying to figure out where each other is. So really important, ladies, in your quick step, keep your head looking slightly to the left so that the quarter turn and the progressive chasse stay in this comfortable, stable dance position. So let's go from the beginning. We are going to dance the quarter turn only, the first half. Ready? Act. Slow, quick, quick, stop. Is her head still looking over his shoulder? Same shoulder. Good. Back up, we're going to do that again. Don't crowd together though. Good, just that part one more time. Ready, at, slow, quick, quick, stop. Good, now she's ready to step forward with her left foot. Ladies, do not step forward evasively, step right at them. Ready, at, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Keep going. One. Quick, quick, slow. Walk. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Excellent. Thank your partner.
Thank you.
Ladies,
very good.
Without a partner, come in. Ladies, without a partner, coming in.
How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Good. 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 Come here, Miss Smartassy.
Anybody
Miriam?
Yeah.
I like your shirt. It's
thank
cute.
You. I am the smart ass.
Oh, I gotta be careful then.
not to everybody.
Okay.
Not to everybody.
Good. Before we launch this again, let me make it easier one more way, and that is Myra, may I bring it? Mm-hmm. When the leader goes forward the first time, he steps between his partner's feet. And it's the last time he will do that. Every other time he goes forward, he actually gets to step outside his partner's feet. So gentlemen, when you get ready to restart each time, step outside her. It's too difficult to go back between your partner's feet. Outside partner is better. Thank you.
Thank you.
So the exact thing I just asked the women not to do is actually appropriate for the men to do. Let's go from the beginning and see how that works.
Men.
That's actually what my partner was
doing.
We are
going to
step
the forward half, the backward half, and then I want the leaders to step outside partner and stall so that I can see that you understand what I mean. Ready? At. Walk. One, two, three. Walk. One, two, three. And stall. He is now standing with his right foot forward.
Okay, I moved
outside.
Okay.
She's looking over his shoulder to the left as if it's none of her business. Everybody stand with a better posture. Your mother is looking. Very good. Back up and we'll do it non-stop this time.
I move too quickly.
Yeah.
Without music, I move too quickly.
Ready, fast, slow. Quick, quick, slow, slow. quick, quick. Outside her, slow. Quick, quick. Slow, slow. Outside
her, look down.
Feet, slow. Quick,
slow. Look over my shoulder.
Slow.
Good.
Slow. Turn around.
Good.
Okay. Thank you.
You get the idea of looking.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you look over, it's like, I can't see.
Now the leaders are all facing that way. Good. Your dance position needs to be wide to the side. Good posture. Good. Even while holding up these other shenanigans are going on. Ready? And walk. One, two, three. Walk. Outside. Partner. Walk. One, two, three. Walk. One, two, three.
Don't look down.
Quick, quick, slow, slow. Quick, slow, slow. Good.
Good. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies, you didn't have a partner in first two.
Brenna. Myra.
Myra.
Nice to meet you. You look scared. Why are you scared? I'm not that bad. I can get us through it. I can. I can. I promise. Okay. Okay. All right. Is this your first ballroom class?
No, it's not.
Oh, well then. It's old hat then, right? Old quick-step hat. Oh, he's going to put the music on. That's going to mess up everything.
Before you start again, listen to quick-step music. Star Wars. So, when you hear this music, what you're hearing is jazzy music, ragtime music, Charleston music. It's really fun, lively music. For the moment, ignore that aspect of it, just in a very boring way. We're going to walk to the music and do our pattern. Eventually, we'll learn how to dance livelier and livelier quick step, but at the moment, we just want a nice, smooth, almost waltz-like dance to this music. To count you in, I will say, one, two, ready, and then we step off. That's a little different from the waltz where I said one, ready, and. Here, with four beats to deal with, it's one, two, ready, and then we step on our one beat. So set up with your partner, Sadie, head to the left. Make sure you have the correct foot ready to go.
Okay, so give me some feedback here because I don't know where you are. Okay?
Ready, and. Slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, slow. Low, quick, quick, low, low, quick, quick, low, low.
Just keep your head left. Good. Thank you, Matt.
Excellent. Stay here and
like,
turn around.
Look at me. What?
Gentlemen, you're now facing this way. Here we go the other direction. Notice, it's tricky to dance sometimes with music. You've got to go at that tempo. Go, do our natural speed. It's tricky to dance with a partner, it's much easier to dance without, but all of that would be pointless. So here comes the music, let's get music and partner up and running. One, two, ready, and slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, slow.
Left, stay left. Get it?
Yes.
Good.
Thank you.
Good.
Good. Thank you, partner. It separates it.
Thank you.
Ladies, back to your side. Gentlemen, to yours. Let's review the pattern one more time. Make sure you got something that you can take home with you here. Leaders, we're facing diagonally toward the wall, right foot forward, and that's what I'm counting as slow. When you do the chasse to the side, the timing you'll be hearing me say in the future is quick, quick, slow. Slow, quick, quick, slow. So the basic timing for the quick step is slow, quick, quick, slow, and we keep repeating that timing. Here we go from the beginning, putting that timing in place. Ready, and slow, quick, quick, slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Do you hear the feet? Not good.
bring it on back. I want quiet feet. Now, I'm cheating because I'm wearing dance shoes and they have a suede sole, so you can't hear my feet anyway. Heels! Ladies, let's check your work. Gentlemen, follow along with us. She's going back left foot. And slow, quick, quick, slow. 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 Wonderful. Great. What is this dance called?
Quick step.
The quick step. In the quick step, we've learned how to do two patterns. What is the first one called?
That's the timing.
What is the name of the first pattern in the quick step? That's the quarter turn to the right. Is it to his right or to her right? Watch out for trick questions. When he's going forward, and turning to his right. When she goes back, she's also turning to her right. So just because you're facing different directions doesn't mean you're turning different directions. It is to the right for both of you. Ladies, see that just right where you are a moment. Go back with your left foot and turn to your right. Next figure is called the progressive chasse, and it turns the other way to your left. So do, in your practice, notice you're alternating the two directions. Sometimes when you're practicing, you can't get it to work. It's helpful to draw back to where we started. Remember tonight when we did the quick step, we did it without turning first. Gentlemen, in the very beginning today, in the quick step, we did one walk forward and then one, two, three, walk, one, two, three. Do remember that stage. Sometimes that'll help you get to the next stage better. Are there any quick step questions? Okay. Tonight, there's an awful lot of information, and one more thing I want you to know is the dances are divided into two other kinds of categories, the ballroom dances and the Latin dances. We have learned two ballroom dances tonight, the waltz and the quick step. They are designed to be done on a larger dance floor, in competition at the highest level. The men wear white tie and tails, the ladies wear ball gowns. The other style of dancing is Latin dancing, sometimes called rhythm dancing. Those are the dances like the rumba, cha-cha, samba, pasodoble, jive, bolero. There's lots of rhythm dances that just stay on the spot and are much more about body rhythms, which we're about to talk about. So we have danced two ballroom dances tonight, the waltz and the quick step. Our two Latin dances of the night are going to be rumba and cha-cha. So for these, spread out the length of the room. The ladies, spread out one long line. Gentlemen, one long line behind me. Let's do the basic step in the rumba. Gentlemen, start with your left foot and step forward and then rock back and rock a few times like that. And ladies, don't just stand there. Good. Follow right along with us. Good. We'll start that again. So men, left foot forward, ladies, right foot back and dance rock, step, and then we take a step to the side. So we just do one rock and a side step. Then we're going to rock the other way. Men, right foot back, rock, step, and then step to the side to the right. So the basic step in the rumba is rock step forward and a side step, rock step backward and a side step. Do that a few more times. Rock, step, side, and rock, step, side. Notice your feet don't go together anywhere in this dance. They just keep right on passing, one foot passing the other. Okay, ladies, let's check your work. So you're starting with your right foot, doing a rock backward. And rock, step, side, and the other way, rock, step, side. And again, rock, step, side. One more. Rock, step, side. Rock, step, side. Good. Notice this pattern doesn't go anywhere, so we'll be doing Latin dances on the spot most of the time. Ladies, walk across and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Aaron. How are you?
Stephanie, long time no see.
I know.
Now this one, we're a little more partners.
And as always, the women without partners is just temporary, but you have three options. Either practice your part,
take us out of this line,
or just watch. Let's dance our basic step in the rumba. As always, gentlemen, number one, stand up really well. That gives you the impression you know what you're doing. Open your arms wide to the sides. Good. After a little while, they start to get tired, but you'll get through that too. Here we go with our basic step. Ready? And rock, step, side,
Drop, step, side. And again. Drop, step, side. Drop, step, side. Drop, step, side. And rock, step, side. Good. Ladies, back off. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, one more time without a partner. This time we're going to put a tiny move. The trick in the rumba at first is stepping onto the correct beat of music. When you hear rumba music, you'll hear the one count accented in the music. Ironically, that's the only beat we never take a step on. So when you do the rumba, you rock forward on the second beat. It goes two, three, four, and then you hold the one. Two, three, four, hold one, and so on. When we have our first competition in the fall, whoever is on the correct beat of music makes it next to the next level, typically. Stand with good posture, dance on the correct beat, and you've already beat a majority of the dancers in the competition. So we concentrate on that right away from class number one. So gentlemen, one more time. This time to start you, I'm going to count one, two, three, four, one, then start on the two beat. One, two, three, four, one. Two, three, four, hold one. Two, three, four, one. Two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, it looks like the women know what they're doing. Let's just check that a moment. Everybody, start that again. I'll count 5 feet first. Come in on the 2 feet. One, two, three, four. Wait, I know you want that one. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, hold one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, good, find a partner in practice while I find you a rumba.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm Antonia.
Antonia, I'm Myra.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Is this your first class?
Yeah. Latin dances. I mean, I've never taken dance class, but like I know how to dance Latin dances, like salsa and stuff. Because I'm Colombian, so like.
There you go.
So,
it's in the blood.
Yeah, it actually. I've asked my mom why I know how to dance. She's like, you just know how to dance.
You were just born that way.
Born that way.
All right.
How long have you been dancing?
When the music comes on, wait to start, and I'll give you the 5 beats before you start. So let me.
So beautiful. The bumper.
One, two, three, four, one. Rock, step, side. Two, three, four, one. Two, three, four. So, whenever you just dance with a partner, I just want you to back off a few steps, let the people who didn't have a partner come in. That'll only take about 5 seconds, and then come in and claim anybody who's unclaimed. So, let's stand in that dance position again, and we'll do it to music again. Stand confidently, grow a spine here. Good. Make sure your arms are held up confidently, gentlemen. And just to show you what you shouldn't do, gentlemen, stay where you are, but just let your arms sag a little bit. Notice how she doesn't like that. See the look on her face? Pick them back up. Good. And for everything the man does wrong, there's probably a counterpart for the woman. Ladies, do this incorrectly. Be heavy on his arms.
Oh.
Notice he doesn't like that at all. Pick them back up. So it's a beginner's class. There's plenty of mistakes for everybody to make. So know what yours are. As you start in with the music this time, I'm not going to start you. Gentlemen, you're in charge. Ladies, have an opinion. So, once he has started, if you like what he's doing, just stay silent. It's probably the best way, or you can say good boy, Or if you don't like the meeting started on, if you think it's incorrect, feel free to say so in class only. Saturday night, the social? No. But here, feel free. Here comes the music. You're on your own.
How long have you been dancing?
About 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're forgetting how to do the second step.
Two, three, four, one. That's it.
Oh, sorry.
Side, back, rock, side, front, rock, side.
Okay, I keep forgetting to go forward with the front rock.
Yeah.
One is high, and then I don't know what to do.
Right. Make sure you always shift your weight. You step on.
That might be why.
Because you're not sure which foot to go next.
Yeah.
To
get a new partner.
So you're coming to me? Uh-oh, yeah, you're in trouble.
Leader, let's find him quickly. There's a leader down there. Good.
You have a good summer?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
We're going to do it one more time. Leaders choosing the beat. So here comes your music. Just want to practice starting in the rumba. That's a tricky thing.
Thank you.
What dance is this?
The rumba.
This is the rumba. How many dances do you know so far?
Three.
Do you?
No.
The basics.
We're going to go back and check in a moment, make sure you still have a waltz. But first, let's do the rumba one more time without a partner, so each of you has a chance to self-start. So the music is going to come on, listen for your beat, and go when you think it's correct. You're doing this on your own. Another dance from Cuba that's related to that is the cha-cha. So let's now change a little bit of what we're doing and make a new dance out of it. Gentlemen, start with your left foot and rock forward again. Rock, step, and then go to the side like our chasse in the quick step. Side, together, side. You finish with your feet apart, rock backward. Rock, step, and chasse to the right. Cha-cha-cha. And that's our new dance. And rock, step, cha-cha-cha. Rock, step, cha cha cha. Two, three, four, and one. Two, three, four, and one. Two, three, four, and one. Good. Let's make sure the women can get started. Ladies, from the beginning, let's do this together. Rock backward, and rock, step, cha cha cha. Rock, step, one, two, three. Rock, step, one, two, three. Rock, step, partner up. Let's do the cha cha.
You've been avoiding me all night.
I'm not.
Mary, how do you say it?
Mariama.
Mariama, that's
it's nice. Myra.
Myra.
Nice
yeah,
to meet
nice
you.
Nice to meet you. That's really different. I like it.
Here we go. The cha-cha basic. Ready? And rock, step, cha-cha-cha. Rock, step, cha-cha-cha.
Oh, you're natural.
Rock, step, cha-cha-cha.
This is my favorite retreat from the Latin one.
Two, ah. Three, four, and one. Two,
I have
three,
a lot of fun because it's cute.
Thank you, partner.
Thank you.
You very much.
Hello. You are Linda.
Hi.
Can I come in? Come
here. Here we go again. There's there.
He's always back.
Quickly, somebody get the guy in the reach
in the back. No.
Here we go.
The fight over him.
Rock, step, cha cha cha. Rock, step, cha cha cha. Stand up tall, cha cha cha.
Have to learn
three,
the most.
Cha cha cha. Never a big step in a Latin dance. Keep it smallish. Good, hold it. Let's do that to music.
I'll
give you
right
the same way I did for the rumba. I'll give you 5 feet. We're starting on the tubi.
We're doing cha cha though, right?
You're doing
rumba. Okay. You do international and American. Overachiever?
I know, kind of good at both, so it's like.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Rock, step, cha cha cha. Rock, step, cha cha cha.
That's what my partner said, so I had to say the same thing, right? Yeah, I think so.
You got your New Yorkers, right?
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Ladies without a partner, climb in there. Quickly, no shopping. Quickly.
Come on now.
There's a leader over there.
Getting it so far?
I think so. Cool. Yeah.
And as before, this time you're self-starting. I'll put on the music. Leaders, listen for that one beat. Don't start on it. Wait for the two beat. Here comes the music.
We're still doing touch.
Yeah, I think so.
Now when you step back, you don't have to go like, you know, you can just go like sort of straight back. So let's try again.
Excellent.
Yeah, much better. Because when it speeds up, it'll be like, you won't have time.
Let's make sure you weren't relying on your partner. Everybody do the cha-cha without a partner. Ready? And. Rock. Step. Cha cha cha. Rock, step, cha cha cha. 2, 3, 4, and 1. 2, 3, cha cha cha. Rock, step, cha cha cha. Rock, step, cha cha cha. The biggest mistake that beginners make is to take too big a step. If you take a step that's too big, it just can't be made to look good or feel comfortable. So never take a step that's bigger than shoulder width. So when you've taken your first step, if you were just a swivel, shoulder width is the only size that we need here. Nothing bigger than that. Gentlemen, one more time, smaller. Ready? And rock, step, cha-cha-cha. Rock, step, cha-cha-cha. Notice that's not your normal, natural walking stride. And part of learning to dance is learning how to dance the right size step for the rhythm in the music. It's a little bit smaller than is probably comfy at first. Good. Ladies, have you got your part?
Yeah.
Do you remember how to do the rumba? So when we dance the rumba, we start with the same rock step, but we only take a single step to the side, not the triple step. Let's all do the rumba. Ready? And rock, step, side. Rock, step, side. Rock, step, side. Rock, step, side.
2, 3, 4. Good. Hold it on your own. Do the rumba basis. Make sure you can get it started on your own. Go when ready. Nice and smooth. Don't mess up your hair. So when you dance a good rumba, all the action is south of the border. Keep your head nice and smooth. Good. Partner up one more time for the rumba.
Hello, what's your name?
Jinjin.
Jinjin?
Yeah.
I'm Myra.
Myra.
Nice to meet you. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah?
I thought I got a red head.
Oh, that's okay.
Here we go. In your dance position
Rumba?
Here, again,
this
stand
must be
really,
hot,
really
huh?
tall. Stand farther from your partner than you think you should. So that's a big difference between the ballroom dances and the Latin ones. These are a little bit farther apart, and you actually can fulfill the frame a little better. You can feel each other better from apart in these dances. Now, here comes the rumba basic. Ready? At 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Keep going and change it to a cha-cha. 2, 3, cha-cha-cha. 2, 3, cha-cha-cha. 2, 3, 4. And 1, 2, 3, rumba. 2, 3, hold. 2, 3, hold. 2, 3, hold. 2, 3, cha-cha. 2, 3, cha-cha-cha. 2, 3, cha-cha-cha. 2, 3, 4, and 1. Excellent. Does anybody
have very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
In that case, let's go back to the wall for a moment. First, without a partner. Separate from your partner. Ladies, don't back up too far because you're about to go backwards. Gentlemen, back up a little farther. In the wall. He starts with his left foot. She starts with the right foot. The basic action is called a closed change. Let's do four of them. Ready? And 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1. Now the other way. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1. Now 2 each way. 1, 2, 3. 1. Change direction. 1, 2, 3. And 1 each way to make the box step. 1, 2, 3, 1. Then start again with 4 closed changes. Does everybody have the wall? All right. Quick step time. Slide down a little bit. Not too crowded together. First, do the quick step without turn. I just want to make sure you remember your roots. You've got long, deep roots already here. Gentlemen, you're facing the wall. Start with your right foot. Take one step forward, slow, and then quick, quick, slow. Then put that foot back, slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, back, side, close, side, forward, side, close, side, and so on. Slide back, and let's add the turn to it. So the pattern we just did is just an exercise. It doesn't even work with a partner, really, because you end up getting on onto the feet. So now let's add the turn to it. He's facing diagonally towards that wall, and right foot forward, and slow, quick, quick, slow. Right back, quick, quick, slow. Right forward, quick, quick, slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow, slow. Slow. Good. Bring it on back. Leaders, remember, when you're dancing the quick step, you always lead off with your right foot. After you've done the forward half, the quarter turn to the right, you lead with your right foot to start the backward half, the progressive chasse. So remember always to lead off with your right. Ladies, that's your left. Ready? And back. Side, close, side. Forward. Side, close, side. Back. Side, close, side. Forward. Slow, slow. Slow, hang. Are there any questions? How many dances do you know?
Four.
How many ballroom dances?
Two.
What are they?
Two.
How many Latin dances?
Two.
What are they?
Two.
Good. You won't believe what's going to happen next week. So next week. have a brief review of each one of the dances, and then we radically change all of them except for the quick step. The quick step is in a pretty stable form, and we'll keep it that way for a while. But for instance, next week we have the turn to the walk. That makes it
look good. Are you doing that review?
If you know the basic step in the rumba and the cha-cha, you'll be amazed at the variations you can do from that. You will be amazed at how many you will already be able to do next week. So I will give you a little routine of figures to do in the rumba and cha-cha next week, and it's going to look completely different. It's going to bump up to a new level. This will be really easy for you if you dance a couple of days this week. I'm not talking about going out for 4 hours and practicing, although feel free. I'm just talking about, like, tonight before you leave, maybe walk over to the other side of the room and just walk through the patterns before you leave this room. You'll be amazed at how hard it is to come up with it without somebody directing you. So if you have a question about anything, anybody over there knows more than you do, probably. Feel free to ask them for help. So all of us dancers started as beginners, and we had really good help when we started out. We want the same thing for you. So it's quite flattering to a dancer to be asked for help, so don't hesitate. At any time you have a question, even if you think you're right about what you're doing, have somebody look at it to make sure you really are right. It's easy to be wrong and not know it, so, and I don't want you to practice wrong. So any questions? Right? What dance program on television tonight are you missing? Dancing with the Stars. So I would like you to pay attention to that show to the extent you have time for. It's the best and the worst. So there are people on there who are just really the best judges, and some of the best. There are dancers, some of the best. My coach is on there. Louis Van Astel is dancing with Paulie and Paula Dean.
Dean.
And Louis is just fantastic. Until he runs into problems, and I expect he's had quite a few already, so it'll just be fun to watch and see what's going to happen. I would like you to know just enough about the show, at least, to be able to recognize the dances. The music on the show is not always the most obvious music for the dance. Sometimes they use music that's really not ideal, but for some reason it was good for the show. So do watch Dancing with the Stars occasionally, at least be conversant with some of the pros, some of the dances. It will help you. I recommend also that you take notes on what you've done. So tonight, if I were you, I would write down the names of the four dances and anything about those names that will be helpful to you. Like in the cha-cha, if you write down 2, 3, 4, and 1. 2, 3, 4, and 1. You will be glad you did. What's the timing for the rumba? 2, 3, 4. Good. You can say the ones as long as you don't step on the one. If you want to get out of the first round in a rumba competition, what two things do you have to do right? Start on the second beat. And stand well. In all of your dances, stand well. When you're judging a competition, you'll pick the right persons just about every time to win, because what's appealing to you is what's appealing to the judges. So the expert eye, after 40 years here watching dancing, I have an eye for things, and your eye isn't that different. You're going to be able to see, wow, they look good, and oh, they don't look so good. So already, if you have a mirror back in your room, you can be your own coach to some degree. Watch and see if it looks good. So stand in front of the mirror and dance your basics. And most importantly, have fun. This is like the greatest activity there is. It's physical, emotional, musical, social. I mean, there's no activity that's just got everything that ballroom dancing has. It is so much fun, if you do it right. It's easy to do it wrong by getting frustrated, so do practice a little bit so it's easy for you. And get to like your partners. Make sure you know your partner's name. You'll have certain partners that you like as your favorite, so feel free to go find them out more often. But dancing with everybody is going to be helpful. Thank you all very much. Have a great week. Someone has announcements, probably. Is there someone from BAM who's announcing anything?
I don't know if there's anybody here officially, but I'll make some announcements.
Charles is an advanced dancer, a wonderful competitor, and a good teacher.
Woo! Yeah, Charles.
So, ballroom in Maryland, BAM, BAM runs practice space on Friday and also on Sunday in the school public health gym. You can come and practice. There's a lot of other advanced dancers that come and practice there. You can practice asking with for help. BAM also does classes taught by some other advanced dancers. There'll be some just kind of independent classes for Latin and for the standard dances.
but also there'll be review classes for what you learn here. So you can have a review later on in the week, and you can also have space for practice. I don't have the contact info on me. If you go to ballroom@maryland.com, the team's website, you can go there and get some more contact info. I'll try to make sure that somebody is here next week so we can get you guys on our email list. We'll send out emails with updates on, oh, these are the class times. Maybe sometimes that'll be a team kind of social outing. Sometimes we go West Coast swing dancing. There's also, what else can I tell you about? Competition. So teams does go and compete. You don't have to compete. You know, if you come to practice space, you don't have to go and compete, but it's a lot of fun if you go and compete. You can see dancers. Allison here is one of those advanced dancers.
I will be teaching on Sundays at the School of Public Health. Yo will be teaching. Yo, you're on Tuesday, right? She's on Tuesday.
And I'm on Thursday.
Thursday. Okay. And he's on Thursday?
Yes.
All right, so Sundays is 12 to 3. Tuesdays is 7 to
7. No,
Tuesdays 6 to 9. 6 to 9 is Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is 4 to 7. This is all the School of Public Health volleyball gym. Again, go to ballroom@maryland.com. There's information there. We'll make sure somebody is here with all the details to sign you guys up for the email list. So, again, like, you can get the email, you can come, you can not come, we're happy you can come. It's a lot of fun, especially when you know a lot of dancers. There's also other social outings. CCB, Chevy Chase Ballroom, is a ballroom studio in Chevy Chase. They do every other Saturday.
There is one this Saturday.
Right, so first and third Saturday of the month, they do college night. So you come in, it's a few bucks admission. You can just social dance. You can dance. There's all different skill levels there. So it's a great opportunity to test out what you've learned here in National Social Dance. Get more confidence. So you know, when you come back here, you can have questions. You can say, well, then, so-and-so tried to leave this last time.
We can